Hello everyone, this is Luke. 안녕하세요 여러분, 루크입니다. In this lesson, I'm going to read out the sentences found in the lesson called Pronouns He and She. So, first of all, I'm going to read out the words related to 그, or he in casual forms. So, 그 is he. And in spoken Korean, we say 개, 개. And 개 is a contracted form of 그애, 그애. And 그애 means that guy, that girl, that boy, or that girl. And 개 누구야 means who is he? 그는, 그는, 그는. And it's contracted to 겐, 겐 in spoken Korean. So, 겐, 겐 축구를 좋아해. 겐 축구를 좋아해. As for him, he likes football or soccer. 겐 축구를 좋아해. 그가, 그가, 그도, 그도, 그를, 그를. And 그를 is contracted to 겔, 겔. And 겔 좋아한대, 겔 좋아한대 means it is said She likes him. So 걔 좋아한대. Next, 그의, 그의. And it is contracted to or usually spoken 걔, 걔. 걔네 집에서 놀기로 했어. 걔네 집에서 놀기로 했어. It's been decided that we are gonna hang out or have fun at his house. 걔네 집에서 놀기로 했어. 그의 것, 그의 것, his, or 걔 거, 걔 거, 걔 거야, it is his. Now the informal form of 그녀, or she. So 그녀 is again, it is 걔 in spoken Korean. So, 그녀, 그녀는, 겐, 그녀가, 그녀가, 그녀도, 그녀도, 그녀를, 겔, 겔, 그녀의, 개, 그녀의 것, 개 거, 개 거. And now we are on to the polite form of he or she, which is 그분, 그분. And let me note that 그분 is probably more common to be used for males, but the overuse of 그분 is very quite rare, and so as I explained in many other lessons in Korean, most people would rather use the name or the title or the status of that person rather than these pronouns. But for the sake of the completeness, I'm going to read them out anyway. So 그분은, 그분은, 그분은 바쁘셔서요. Because he's busy. 그분은 바쁘셔서요. 그분이, 그분이, 그분이 정하셨어요. He decided. He made the decision. 그분이 정하셨어요. 그분도, 그분도, 그분도 같이 가세요. 그분도 같이 가세요. Is he going to? 그분을, 그분을, 그분을 추천할게요. I recommend him or I recommend her. 그분을 추천할게요. 그분의, 그분의. And 그분 자리는 어디예요? As for his seat, where is it? 그분 자리는 어디예요? 그분의 것, his or hers. 그분의 것, 그분 거, 그분 거. His or hers in spoken Korean. Okay, everyone, that's the end of this audio recording on pronouns he or she. And again, 걔 is probably the most commonly used form of the pronoun among the pronouns found here. And it's usually you just use the name of the person to refer to that person when you talk to someone about him or her. And so it's a bit different from English, where you can just use he or she very liberally. But in Korean, again, you can just omit these pronouns altogether if the person you're talking to already knows who I am talking about. So it all depends on the context as well. Okay, that's the end of this lesson. Thank you all for listening.